Welcome back to another episode of A Simple Life with Michael Jeffries. On this podcast, we attempt to let go of all the subtext and social barriers that hold us back. It isn't about being right or wrong. We're just trying to keep it real. This episode is the very beginning of a longer interview with my good friend Daniel Bedich. Daniel is actually who originally encouraged me to stop just talking about making a podcast and to actually start making one. I'll be releasing the longer, more in-depth part of our conversation soon, but wanted to share this segment that really outlines how A Simple Life with Michael Jeffries went from an idea to a real-life podcast. So let's get into it.
I wanted to ask you, like, why did you start it, right? So I think you told me the why, or at least the theme that draws it all together, right? And then I remember, 4 or 5 years ago, sitting on the roof of my apartment in Kalamazoo, next to the Fifth Third building, and you were talking about starting a podcast, right? And
was that the first time?
I don't think you had recorded anything at that point. We talked about, I was trying to be your hype man. He's like, go buy that microphone, right? Go start recording, like, who cares how good it is or not, like, and that kind of oddly fits in with your theme, or coincidentally fits in with your theme of,
yeah, I think
it's
of
not perfection,
you,
it's just,
I think of you as the father of the podcast, just,
oh
so
God.
You know, because, like, you are the inspiration for it, because I remember that, like, back then, I was very, very nervous about what people would think about me, and about missing perfection.
Yeah.
And you're the one who was kind of broke through those barriers for me and was just like, who cares about that? If you want to do it, do it.
Yeah. Funny because it's easier said than done, because I say that to you back then, right? And now you've been on this journey of 20, 30 episodes. And now here I sit on my first podcast ever, like, feeling like I need to be perfect. And I'm like, I'd be lying if there wasn't some, like, nerves, like, earlier this morning, but I don't know. I don't really subscribe to any of that, because ultimately when you and I hang out, it is this anyway. Right?
Right. Just conversation.
Yeah. And it's capturing that. And that's
right.
Something really cool about it.
And the other thing I really love is there's a lot of podcasters who will, like, release the video of them doing the podcast interview, like Joe Rogan and all that.
Yeah. I also didn't know if I was going to be on video today.
I don't think I'll ever do that.
I shaved.
You know, oh, yeah? Maybe. Oh, yeah. Looking very fine.
Thank you.
I did not shave. But, like, I don't think I'll ever do that, because there's something, like, very intimate and unassuming about that thing just sitting on the table. Like, it's not interrupting us. It's not scaring us. It's just hanging out, just
yeah.
like us. And
that's fair.
It's a lot less intimidating, I find, than a camera lens.
Yeah. I'm sure you get used to it at some point. That camera lens, and then you don't even notice it. And
probably
for the Joe Rogans of podcasters, right? Like, they've just done it so many times that it's not even a factor anymore.
And I'm not going to say that, like, the first couple of or several episodes weren't scary for me. Like,
yeah.
But the more you do it, the more you're like, you know what? And this is something that's really helped, is I don't do it for listenership. I'm not trying to get anything out of it. You know, I don't make money on it. I don't gate it to people in any specific way. It's just,
yeah.
And I don't, like, seek, I mean, I post a Facebook and a Twitter link when I release a new episode, but I'm not like, oh my God, I got to get people to listen to this. I do it for me.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy it. And
right.
If people listen, great. If they don't, no big deal.
Right.
And that, like, that whole philosophy that you get, and this is you, Daniel, is like...
It's too much credit.
Just like, yeah, man, just do it.
Right. For yourself.
I mean,
right?
And I even followed my whole, like, I'm a cheap... I'm so cheap with my equipment purchase. I bought this used on eBay for $50. This microphone was $50. That's all... And I use free podcasting, like, software and stuff like that. So... Literally, this podcast cost me my time, and
that's it.
$50.
Right, right. And it doesn't cost you your time, because I don't even think cost is the right word for it, because you get to use your time with it, you know, and how much joy has it provided you along this journey?
Right? Oh, yeah.
If that microphone could talk, you know, the amount of stories and conversations it's heard.
Yeah. And I remember, like, experimenting. I don't know if you remember it, but we were at Tommy's house, and I, like, just had the microphone going, and we were playing cards, and it was just, like, recording us. Like, that was one of my ideas for a podcast that was, like, just, you know,
how did that conversation turn out?
It's interesting.
Is it?
Because it's just us hanging out. Like, I've never used it in an episode or anything like that, but there's something... I think there's definitely a market for that, for, like, even lonely, disconnected people, like, wanting to hang out in a group of friends and not having that, and
interesting,
being able to listen in on a group of friends hanging out.
Yeah.
I had an idea for a podcast episode. There's this really smart...
I forgot about that.
...friend of mine who does a... who is a history teacher, and he, like, has gone way above and beyond curriculum. Like, he knows history like the back of his hand, like real history, not like what you're supposed to know, like the real stories. So we were going to do this whole podcast episode about American history, what's taught versus what's real. But then that kind of fell by the wayside, and this is the idea that stuck.
Yeah.
So, like, there was this whole exploration period of what I want to do.
What it was going to be, yeah. And are any of those hosted under this podcast label that you have? I guess that leads to another question. Are these hosted? Like, what do you use to host them? You post a link on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh,
you just, like, upload the raw files to those social media sites?
No.
Or is this on Spotify? Like,
it's on Spotify. It's on all the major platforms. You can listen to it, but it's hosted. There's this free podcast hosting company called Anchor.fm. Spotify owns them.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
And there's a couple of these different places, and that's the one I happen to choose. So I upload it there, and I've hooked up all those other streaming services, so it just automatically publishes to, like, 11 platforms.
Is that all it does? Like, I'm curious what podcast software is. Like, it just posts one spot and then disseminates all the different platforms you need, or does it do timestamping? Like, is there anything else that...
Yeah, it does all that stuff. Yep.
Okay.
In fact,
this is brand new to me. Like, I don't know how it works. I listen to them, and I have no clue how they're created.
Right. You can go to my anchor.fm website page and record audio messages for me, or to possibly be used on the episode.
Oh, really?
Like, there's a lot
I would just go on there, laptop, record myself saying something.
Yep.
You get that clip.
And I could use it or not use it.
However you want.
Yep.
Interesting.
So there's, like, podcasts that are, like, Q&A. Like, the host poses a question and then collects all the answers from different people and makes that an episode, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, kind of a mashup.
But the software is really cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, $50.
$50. Off and running. And some inspiration. You know what I mean? Like, somebody cutting through that noise of just doesn't have to be perfect and... Who cares if anybody listens or it goes anywhere? Even if you don't like doing it, just try it.
Yeah.
Because you keep on talking. Like, this was the thing. It's like you keep on talking about this, Michael.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Right.
And you're that, like, was
naturally gravitating towards this thing.
That's what I needed.
Right. And, like, to become more authentically you, you have to listen to that, right, at some point. Well, I'm glad that that stuck and it led here. I feel like I'm getting way too much credit, but...
It's neat for me to reflect back on the start of the podcast and how pivotal my friends were in challenging me to move past just talk and into action. The podcast has become a key part of my life as a creative outlet, and I have them to thank for that. I'm still learning just how true the saying "talk is cheap" is, as far as building a fulfilling life, but when I listen to this episode, it helps to encourage me that I'm making progress. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, visit anchor.fm/asimplelife and leave me an audio message with your contact information. To support A Simple Life with Michael Jeffries, subscribe to the podcast, give us a rating on iTunes or Spotify, or best yet, share the podcast with a friend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you down the road.